This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to the American Public Transportation Association, which is, yes, Big Transit's lobbying group, public transportation use is still down about 40% from the before times. It's relevant to note here that fewer Americans were getting on public transit even before the pandemic hit. By 2019, bus ridership nationally was at levels not seen since the 1970s. One of the few places that had been bucking that trend, though, was Seattle. Last decade, the city actually reduced the share of commuters who drove alone to work by almost 10% by making huge investments in buses and light rail. Before March 2020, the Seattle area was an example of how to do transit right. So how's it going now? Marketplace's Matt Levin got an all-expenses-paid trip to the Pacific Northwest to find out.
It's about 4 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon in downtown Seattle, where Sherwin Lee stands at a bus stop on 2nd Avenue. 3 days a week, Lee waits for the 550 Sound Transit Express to take him home to Bellevue, a rich suburb about 15 miles east of the city where lots of tech workers live. Like Lee, he's a data scientist for a software company.
Yeah, this is us, so...
Lee flashes his transit card, they call them orcas up here, and pretty easily finds a seat, something he's still getting used to.
Yeah, so this route actually was very regularly what we would call crush loaded, just packed to the gills before the pandemic. And before COVID, it would run probably about every 5 minutes or so.
Now the 550 runs every 10 minutes and the bus is maybe 80% full?
Yeah, I'm not going to complain about getting a seat, although, of course, you know, transit works best and most efficient when it's packed.
Lee loves transit. He moonlights as a writer for a local transit blog. He could afford to drive into work, but he prefers the bus, making him what Mark Hollenbach calls a choice rider.
And they are choosing whether they are going to drive down I-5 in the awful rush hour congestion and pay $30 a day or $300 a month for parking in downtown Seattle and work at Amazon.
Hollenbeck researches transit at the University of Washington. He says Seattle was a success story last decade because it made that choice easy, building dense housing around light rail, ramping up rapid bus lines. But now those choice riders like Lee have a new choice.
Telecommuting.
In February 2020, 1.3 million people took the type of express commuter bus Lee uses. That number is down by half. Weirdly, though, it's not as if car traffic has gotten that much better. Because of the basic human need to leave the house after a day of nonstop Zooming, Hollenbach says afternoon rush hour is actually worse.
You have everybody who's out shopping. You have everybody who is going out for recreation. You have everybody else who's doing all of these other things.
Cece Hooks luckily misses most of that traffic on her bus commute into the city. She works the graveyard shift, but it's still a schlep.
It's about an hour and 5 minutes, depending on traffic. If it's traffic,
we're at the Park and Ride in Lakewood, a far-flung suburb about 40 miles south of downtown Seattle. She works as a dispatcher for the county bus service, makes about $24 an hour. Ridership in the region's lower-income suburbs remains pretty strong. That pattern is true in most of the country. For those that can't telecommute, the bus is a more affordable option than driving, and sometimes a more peaceful one.
Well, I have an Orca card from work, and it pays for me to go to work. I don't want a lot of gas mileage on my car, and I have road rage sometimes.
Local bus systems are adjusting to shifting demand. Express commuter routes from richer suburbs have been trimmed, and they're trying not to touch routes in lower income areas. But there's another mode of transit that's recovering much quicker. On a Thursday afternoon, Yair Cantero and his partner Lissa Clear are taking Link, the Seattle light rail, to Lumen Stadium, where the Seahawks are about to host their first preseason home game. The car is pretty packed with football fans.
This is the first time we use it, and they told us that we should ride the light rail. So we decided to try it out, and it is way more affordable than parking at the stadium.
Ridership on Link is nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. That's mostly thanks to riders like Cantero hitting up sporting events or restaurants or running errands, not commuting. There are plans to triple the mileage Link covers in coming years. In Seattle, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.